USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 67-year-old is in custody in connection with an attack on a Minnesota health clinic. Gregory Ulrich is accused of opening fire and setting off bombs this morning at an Alina clinic in Buffalo.
We have had several calls for service regarding Mr. Ulrich dating back to 2003. Both the Buffalo Police Department and the Wright County Sheriff's Office, so he's no stranger to law enforcement.
Wright County Sheriff Sean Derringer saying Ulrich was staying in a nearby motel and there is worry about additional explosives in a room. At least five people were injured. The Senate's impeachment trial of former President Trump is moving forward, the upper chamber voting 56-44 to allow the proceedings to continue as the trial is considered constitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The White House is defending a proposal to include making the minimum wage $15 an hour as part of the COVID-19 relief plan. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters 27 million American workers will get a raise with the passage of a wage hike. It comes after the recent nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office reported that 1.4 million Americans would likely lose their jobs, while 900,000 Americans would come out of poverty with the wage hike. President Biden's plan to block deportations is being put on hold again. A federal judge's order was set to expire today, but it has been extended by 2 weeks. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton previously ruled the lawsuit filed by the state of Texas was likely to prevail on its claims that the deportation moratorium violates federal law. The Biden administration arguing there needs to be a pause in deportations while his administration crafts new immigration law. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NTSB announced the probable cause of Kobe Bryant's helicopter crash.
The National Transportation Safety Board released a draft report on the helicopter crash that killed 9 people in Calabasas, California, including basketball star Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter Gianna in late January 2020. The NTSB has ruled human error as the cause, saying the pilot became disoriented on a foggy morning northwest of Los Angeles. NTSB investigator in charge Bill English says visual flight rules did not apply at the time of the crash.
The VFR weather minimums for helicopters outside of controlled airspace is much lower than that. For fixed wing, helicopters are routinely flown in less than 3 miles visibility. And special VFR is simply and only applies in controlled airspace, such as Burbank or Van Nuys.
The Sikorsky helicopter had been climbing out of the clouds when the chartered aircraft bank left and began a sudden 1,200-foot descent that lasted nearly a minute. It slammed into the ground at a high rate of speed. For the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis stopped by a Jacksonville Walmart on Tuesday to announce more COVID-19 vaccine doses are coming to Florida.
Today is a great day because we're announcing the expansion of vaccine availability in the state of Florida. That will be expanding to Walmarts all across the state of Florida beginning at the end of this week.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.